What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Welcome to the Dark Flesh and Deep Roots podcast. I am your host, Brian Rashad. If you have found my podcast, I thank you so much, so much, so much for finding and tuning in and checking me out. Yeah, I do. You can find me on Instagram at Jack the Samurai. You can also find me on Twitter at Created by Colton. When you type that in, it's going to pop up Jack the Samurai. I'm going to jump right on into it. I don't know, just been on my spirit. I had to go ahead and say, you know, this is me. You know, a late Butch Queens coming on out story. I don't know, maybe it'll help you. Maybe it'll help somebody else. You know, maybe it'll help me, help anybody, you know, just understand and get a better feel for for me and you know, and how I kind of want to operate and you know, what right now means to me in this world. As I said, you can find me on Twitter as well, you know, Created by Colton. It's not a freak Twitter, you know, so y'all ain't got to really worry about that. Ain't no freak Twitter, you know, ain't got now one of them no more. Bloop. But anyway, as again, I said, you know, I'm late. I'm a late one. I'm a late bloomer. And I can admit that I'm a late bloomer with a lot of things. And it just happens like that sometimes, you know. I feel like I was kind of raised in a humble situation, you know, and, you know, family that kind of was understanding. Wasn't really raised in a big city, you know, so a lot of the things that a lot of other people kind of experienced and were kind of forced to experience, I never really, you know, had that upfront experience. You know, I was always kind of looking from the outside in. You know, and people would kind of come to me for advice or something like that, you know, and I, you know, just try to give my opinion. But I, you know, certain things I just never really knew about, certain things I wasn't really used to, you know, and I would only maybe see it on the internet or just kind of hear about it or whatever the case may be, you know. And like I said, I was a late bloomer, you know. I was into my own thing because people would, I guess, kind of consider me weird, you know, back then. Let me give you, I'm 30, in my 30s, I was born 89, you know, so, growing up and getting in middle school and high school, you know, the things that I was kind of interested in, you know, it's kind of, oh, you know, it's weird, you know, it's cartoons and, you know, anime or whatever the case may be, or, you know, the type of music I would listen to, you know, like back then, they weren't really into that type of stuff, you know, the late 90s and the early 2000s and stuff like that, you know. So I kind of was an outcast. I kind of did my own thing, you know, just kind of stuck to myself, found like a crowd, you know. But it was a lot of insecurities that I had, you know. It was a crucial time, you know. It's a crucial time when you're a teenager, you know, trying to find your way out here in the world, you know, looking for a way to kind of express yourself, you know, and also kind of, you know, be bad in the process. Like, oh, okay, well, yeah, I'm going to 17, 18. Yeah, well, can't nobody just judge me? Can't nobody tell me what to do? You know, so we kind of get lost out here in the world. Clubs, you know, the club scene for me, it was cool. Like I said, I'm a late one, a late bloomer, you know, going out. You know, I was kind of nervous, very nervous person, a shy person. You know, I wouldn't really just go and approach people because I was chunky. I was chunky, you know, and that's kind of a feeling of, you know, nervousness and like, oh, you know, nobody's going to want to dance with me. And oh, I could not dress, could not dress, could not dress. And once I started going to like, you know, like the gay clubs, oh, they would eat me up. And, you know, they are not forgiving at all. No. But a good thing, you know, once, like I said, I got out of high school, you know, and started working different jobs, you know, so I was able to get out of, like, you know, the typical high school job, like fast food. Now I was, you know, kind of an adult, so I would kind of get into the factory, the warehouse jobs, you know, in my 20s now. So that made me lose weight. So now I'm slimming down. You know, I got a nice kind of, you know, kind of slim, thick body, you know, in my 20s, my 21, 22 years. You know, that's the early 2011, 2012, that kind of era, so the club scene, it was amazing for me back then, and getting out there, experiencing different things, living life, drinking, you really don't know what's going on in your mid-20s, you out there living life, especially when you're cute. That's what saved me. Like I said, I wasn't much of a dresser, because I was from humble beginnings, now I wasn't a city kid. I was raised more in rural areas, suburbs, kind of neighborhood type of towns, kind of country, bumpkin, if you will, So I wasn't big on the fashion, the high fashion like the other kids, but I was cute and that saved it. And like I said, I started slimming down. So that really, really helped it a lot, too. And, just getting involved, I guess, kind of like I wasn't big on like having gay friends like that, because like gay friends in the clubs. Meeting people in the clubs, like I said, because I was still kind of nervous. I still had that mindset that, that fat boy mindset, that insecure mindset. Even though I was considered attractive, people would come up to me, drinking and in the club scene, it was just kind of hookups, I'm kind of, because I had started talking, met someone, because I wanted that person. I went out there and I went looking for that big, that bad. I want that thug. Like I said, this is my 21, 22 years, in Atlanta. The early 2000s, 2009, 2012, stuff like that. So, yeah. And I found me a nice piece, thought I had done did something. Found me, a hardworking guy, little piece, he discreet with it, consistent. That's what kept me. It was consistency. That's what it was. And it was a good time, And like I said, me being in the country, I didn't hook up a lot with people, because I still had those morals, but I'm human. But getting with that one person and it was consistent like that, it had me kind of gone, had me kind of real gone in the head. I'm like, oh, this person really likes me. He was like one of my first, not my first, but he was around that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in that number range. You know what I mean? And he kind of was the one that kind of set it off. He was the one that kind of helped me, started losing the weight because we would hook up so much, and that's, and stuff like that. So, sex burns them calories. It's burning them calories. And, me thinking back then. Well, I got me one now, but I ain't really got a. Do so much, I ain't really got to go to the clubs as much because I know that this one right here say that it's gonna be for me. Oh, you're not going nowhere, I'm not gonna deal with nobody else, because because he was DL. But my issue was that you were DL and you was dealing with the women, I was like, oh, like I said, me being young and insecure, not knowing. I couldn't handle that. I'm like, oh, you dating the women, but you ain't trying to date me. Like, you ain't even got to really just date me. Just show me that you kind of, is interested in some kind of way. Never came, So that kind of set me back again. I'm like, oh, man, this person. And, by that time, like I said, I started getting comfortable. I'm like, I ain't really got to go to the clubs, I ain't really got to worry about people, Like, and I wasn't really into the lifestyle like that anyway. It was just by me being, 18, 19, 20, I was able to do that on my own. So, of course, I was going to go do that in Atlanta. It was the land of opportunities. Like, okay, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. But, that one choice, I'm not going to say it's a mistake. It's that one choice. And it changed my whole world. You know, I was so wrapped up in this. I had my mind, it was just gone. I'm thinking in my head like, oh, I'm holding myself back from situations, you know, and I'm like, I'm taking myself away, you know, from them. And I'm not talking to them for months, you know. Then it turned into like a year. I'm seeing you like a year later, you know, stuff like that. And in between time, of course, you know, I'm hooking up with other people because I'm trying to get over you. Cause that's what they say, right? You know, you gotta get over somebody old, you gotta get under somebody new. That's what they say. You know, so I'm still listening to what other people are telling me and how I think I should move and what I think should be going on, you know, how I'm gonna try to hurt him in a way, but not realizing that I'm just still hurting myself. I was so stagnant. I had no mental growth. I had no emotional growth. I had no financial growth. None of that. Because I was like, you know, this one's, you know, always going to be there because that sex was consistent. And I associated that sex with affection. And it wasn't. It wasn't. But life moves on. And see, while life was moving on, I wasn't paying attention because I was so wrapped up in him, you know, and I didn't see how everybody else was kind of changing and how, you know, the gay thing was being like more accepted. And then they started, you know, they were just wilding out, you know, they was really, really wilding out. Like, you know, you could tell back in the day, like who was like the freaky one or like the, you know, the hoochie or something like that, you know, or like the. You know, the insecure one that might, you know, just get off on you. You could tell. But now everybody wants to be the hoe. Everybody wants to be seen, but they want to be the hoe too. You got everybody with the freak Twitter, everybody with the OnlyFans, everybody with, you know, want to be a content creator. Like, what? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, all this happened while I was, you know, wrapped up in my own thing too. And, you know, like I said, it was just so much going on. And like I said, I would go out to the clubs and stuff like that and, you know, try to keep my mind off of it. And people would kind of, you know, even approach me in the club, but my mind was so gone. So, and I'm sure that people would just look at me like, oh, this bitch think he all that. You fucking late queen. You boo. You wanna be bougie. You, and then you can't dress. And then you that, you know. And I had to sit there and eat that. I had to eat that. Because that's who I was, and I didn't even know. I did not even know. Had no clue. Because I was still so wrapped up in what I was thinking, you know, should have been and still could have been. I neglected myself over these choices. Hurt people hurt people. And we really, really got to get to that point where we're not hurting each other anymore. You know, and it, because we got to heal, we really, really got to heal. Like, I'm at a place where I'm like, I really, really have to heal. This is not what I want. I can't judge anyone for doing what they do because they may not even know why they're doing it. I didn't know why I was doing the thing that I was doing. I had an idea. I wanted it to blame what I was doing on this person. On this man, you know, for doing that, for, you know, treating me this way, for not wanting to be in a relationship with me. But I was doing it to myself. And once I realized that, I was like, oh, my God. I was embarrassed. I was hurt. You know, I felt played. I played myself. I was manipulated. I was tender. It was, you know, I felt every emotion possible. Every emotion possible. I was up, I was down, I was all around, you know, because there were certain things that, you know, I was always just so triggered, you know, by this guy. You know, because I really, really just changed my whole life around for this guy. And like I said, I would take myself away from situations. Like, you know, he really, really meant, a lot to me in ways that I'm sure he didn't understand because I was so insecure about my body, you know, when we met. Because like I said, we met when I was like 19, 19, 20, you know, out of high school, freshly out of high school, insecure in high school, insecure right out of high school, met somebody that, you know, kind of liked me for my body. I'm like, okay, well, there is a you know, a person out there for me, you know. So that kind of helped me open up to see, you know, the world, you know, a little bit more. But then, like I said, it wasn't quite what I expected. So I just, you know, kind of went to what was comfortable. I'm like, okay, this is consistent. Let me try to work something and make something with this. You know, me being young, I didn't know. I had no clue. And like I said, these choices that we make, because I wanted that. I wanted to go out into the world and be big and bad. I wanted to find me that discreet person that I didn't have to, you know, be all out in the open with. So you really, really got to be careful what you ask for. And you got to be prepared for that. Thank God, you know, both of us, you know, always wore condoms. You know, we were safe with each other. Stuff like that. You know, and it was just, like I said, we had gotten to a point, you know, I was just always angry when I, you know, would try to talk to him. Because I took, like I said, I took myself away from time after time after time. Because when we started out, 19, 20, you know, it was consistent. You know, we would see each other, started out on the weekends. And then it became like, you know, it was every other weekend. And then it became every weekend. And then it became two or three times during the week. And then the weekends and shit, too. You know, and just doing that and growing and time flying by. Now I'm 24, 25, 26. And I'm like, damn, you know, this motherfucker ain't doing shit for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm comfortable because it's consistent. So I ain't really got to worry about nobody else. And like I said, I'm not worried about what the fuck the other guys are doing out there in the world. Because I got this right here. Or I thought. So I'm taking myself away. Now I'm not seeing you for a couple months. Taking myself away. I'm not seeing you for a couple more months. I'm calling, I'm angry. Why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you showing me these, you know, these things? Do you not care? But you're not answering the questions that I need to be answered. You know, I'm like, okay, well, can we hang out? Yeah, we can hang out. We can do this. We can do that. So you're selling me a dream, leading me on, you know, and making me believe like, okay, well, this person is going to change. You know, well, you see that I haven't been around. So maybe you do want to hang out. Yeah, woody, woody, woo, you know, and then it doesn't come around. But then I have that insecure moment again, like, okay, well, let's just hook up because I do miss you. And then I fall again. And like I said, me being from the country, you know, maybe that had a big part of it. You know, I don't know how to say it. I was naive. I was naivety. But I was very, very naive. You know, I was insecure, and I associated this attention with the affection that I thought I needed. But it was destroying me, and I was destroying myself. Now, like I said, maybe me being from the country, or, you know, him being from, you know, the city, maybe that kind of helped with everybody else. You know, maybe everybody else kind of knew before I did. But I never had experienced anything like that, you know. So, like I said, I was late. I was very late. Very late, queen. Very late. But that does not mean that your life cannot change around. It does not mean that you will stay in that situation forever. That does not mean that you will not find love. That does not mean that I will not find love. That does not mean that because I was so late that, you know, you will not find true friendship or true kinship. It does not mean that, you know, you have no self-worth, because we all have self-worth. And sometimes we forget that. Sometimes we forget that we have self-worth. Sometimes that we forget that we have, you know, love to give. Sometimes that we forget that we have love to receive. So we don't welcome it because we don't feel like we want it. We don't feel like we need it. We don't feel like we deserve it, but we do. We don't feel like we deserve true friendship because we feel like we can't be a friend, but we can be. Because you have to be a friend to yourself first. You have to be loving to yourself first. You have to be kind to yourself first. And I wasn't kind to myself at all. I was, like I said, it was a learning experience because I was putting myself out there and I threw myself, my insecure self out there first. And the biggest shark bit me, you know, and it was just eating on them insecurities, you know, and something you have to learn is that, you know, you have to be willing to be insecure, but you also have to be willing to learn in that process. Now, child, like I said, it's just my little late coming out story. I don't know if it's going to help anybody, but it feels pretty good, you know, to kind of know that it does, you know, get better. I'm not saying that it gets easier. By no means does it get easier, but you do get stronger. And that is a positive thing. You know, that's a great thing that you take away from a lot of lessons in life. You know, it may not be easy, that road you travel, but baby, you are gonna be better for it. Well, this wraps up my little rant, you know, and I thank y'all so much, so very much, so much for tuning in. Till next time, peace out.